Day in New York City, a Gothic mansion on the corner of a leafy street. Inside, a tour guide.
So the Aldridge Mansion is the only 19th century home in New York City preserved both inside and out. At the time of its construction, it was one of the most elegant homes in existence, featuring every luxury, including a face bidet and an anti-Irish security fence. Over here you can imagine Sir Aldridge entertaining his wealthy guests. It's said that in this very room, P.T. Barnum first had the idea to enslave elephants. If you will follow me, please.
The group surrounds the guide outside a closed door.
Now, I'm going to tell you something a little spooky. On the morning of October 25th, 1894, Sir Aldridge, awake, furious that his breakfast was not waiting for him, so he called to his servants, but none of them responded. Why? Because during the night, one by one, they had each been stabbed to death in their sleep.
Guest scare.
It was later discovered that they were murdered by his eldest daughter, Gertrude Aldridge. Sir Aldridge once wrote in his diary, "I know God makes no mistakes, but I believe he may have been drunk when he built Gertrude's personality." Now, to spare his family public humiliation, instead of turning her into the police, they locked her in this basement and they fed her through this slot. Years later, when a new owner moved in, they dug out her remains. But after repeatedly hearing strange sounds, he sealed it shut. That's right, no one has opened this door since then.
A candlestick falls off a dresser beside the door. The guide looks anxious.
Okay, follow me.
Guests follow him, walking apprehensively, stepping over the candlestick. What they don't spot is a mechanical contraption beneath the dresser, fizzing with blue energy. As the light fades outside, the lanky tour guide is alone inside the Aldridge Mansion. Carrying a rucksack, he turns out the light and picks up the candlestick. He studies the base of the stick and grins, clicking a remote which activates a small metal pin in the base used to topple the candle. Putting it back and walking away, he hears something and looks around. Frowning, he slowly walks back towards the closed, locked, and bolted basement door. He blinks confused, and his eyes widen as he nears the door and spots the ornately engraved doorknob twisting, as if it's been manipulated from the other side. The guide bolts and grabs the exit doorknob, which glows in red light. He recoils, then he's flung against the wall by an invisible force. He scrambles up and runs into the study, picking up a chair.
Sorry, Sir Aldridge, I've got to get out of here.
He throws it at a window, but the chair stops dead in midair and comes flying back at him. He hurries out of the room and nips through the open basement door, then down a wooden staircase. Realizing where he is, he's alarmed as cracks in the basement floor glow bright green.
Oh, Garrett, you idiot!
The door slams shut, and green slime bubbles through the cracks, and he finds it all over his hands.
No.
He runs up the stairs, which buckle, then break. Ah! As the staircase collapses beneath his feet, he desperately grabs a ledge and dangles above the rising slime. Looking around, he finds something rising and forming in a cloud of smoke.
No!